Hello there. Welcome to the program. It's Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. We've got a great show for you on this Monday, and I'm so glad you decided to join us on the program. In addition to looking at the mass readings for Monday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, I'm going to play an interview that I did with Tony Agnese. Tony Agnese is a Catholic blogger. He's a songwriter. He's not a songwriter. He's a lot of things, but he's not a songwriter. He's a blogger. He's a storyteller. He's a podcaster. And I did an interview with him recently on Spirit in the Morning. The interview was about, what do we do when we don't have time to pray? Anybody run into that situation? Anybody ever say that? We are all tempted to at times say, I'm too busy, I don't have time to pray. Well, Tony's going to address that situation of, how do we handle it when we don't have time to pray? So we've got a full 30 minutes for you on the program today. Let's get started with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you for never giving up on us, no matter how frustrating things become. Sometimes we forget you, Father in heaven. We forget you when we decide to take matters into our own hands and deal with our problems in our own ways, but you're never far from us. So help us this day to remember you and to thank you for always being by our side. We lift up, Father, those who are anxious, those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, those who might be battling an addiction. Father, we ask you to help those who are possibly experiencing religious persecution or maybe suffering from weather-related issues. We ask you to protect the homeless, the homebound, and all those who might be imprisoned for whatever reason. Father, I ask you to use me on the program today. Please speak through me. Please let your voice go forth from my lips to deliver the message that you have for us. Open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your words. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks again for tuning into the program today. I mentioned Saint Maximilian Kolbe. It's his memorial today. And he is someone who gave his life in a concentration camp in order to save the life of a fellow prisoner. Saint Maximilian had a great devotion to our Blessed Mother. So let's ask him to pray for us this day, to help us in our journeys. It's a challenge sometimes, isn't it? It's not easy. So we really could use all the help we can get, and we want to turn to him and ask for his help today to inspire us. You know, we have good days, we have bad days, we have ups and downs. Some days, you know what it's like, we feel it. Other days, we don't feel like anything. But we need to keep going no matter what, and that's hard. That's a challenge. I hope to be here to inspire you to do that, and I thank you for your support, both your financial support, your prayers, your words of encouragement. It really means a lot to me, so thank you for that. I also want to remind you that on September the 4th, we begin our total consecration preparation for the 7th consecutive year. I'm going to be leading total consecration to Jesus through Mary right here on the show. This year, I'll be using a book called Totus Tuus, Totally Yours, A Consecration to Jesus Through Mary with St. John Paul II by Father Brian McMaster. That's the book we're going to use on the program this year. There's no need to buy the book. We just are going to do it here every day on the show for 33 days. Your job is to come, to listen to the meditations, and to ask for our Blessed Mother's help to prepare, to consecrate your life to her, to Jesus through her, and that will happen on October the 7th. You'll be hearing more as we go forward. I'm amazed that we're only a few weeks away, It's just incredible how fast this summer is going. You know, this is a reminder how fast our life flies by. We can easily get into a rut where we just take each day for granted, and we're looking forward to maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks in the future. And before you know it, weeks go by, and then that turns into months, it turns into years. The point is, we want to live each day as if it was our last. We want to take advantage of each day as the Lord gives it to us. Don't ever waste time. It's too precious. It really is. It's also too easy to do. It's very easy to fall into that habit of wasting time. We don't want to do that. So let's take one day at a time and make the best use of the day that the Lord has given us. I want to thank you for any of you who have subscribed to the new podcast, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. Don't forget that it's there in case you're interested. If you're a worrier, you should check this out. Go to followingthetruth.com for more information. And also like to let you know that I would love to speak at your parish, wherever it is. Just visit followingthetruth.com and we could set that up. Okay, and if you have questions about anything, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, let's look at the Mass readings today. It is Monday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 through 22. Moses said to the people, "And now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God and follow his ways exactly, to love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I enjoin on you today for your good? Think, the heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to the Lord your God, as well as the earth and everything on it. Yet in his love for your fathers, the Lord was so attached to them as to choose you, their descendants, in preference to all other peoples, as indeed he has done now. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and be no longer stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who has no favorites, accepts no bribes, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and befriends the alien, feeding and clothing him. So you too must befriend the alien. For you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. The Lord your God shall you fear, and him shall you serve. Hold fast to him, and swear by his name. He is your glory, he your God, who has done for you these great and terrible things, which your own eyes have seen. Your ancestors went down to Egypt, 70 strong, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky." This first reading is a reminder for us about how privileged we are. This, of course, is directed toward the chosen people, the Israelites, because God wanted them to remember that they were indeed chosen. The message started with them. But you and me, we're chosen too, and we need to be grateful, or we should be grateful, for the fact that the Lord has extended his covenant beyond the initial chosen people, the Israelites. I'm not an Israelite by descent. You probably aren't either. But we are entitled to be part of this covenant that God has established with us. So the whole idea of this reading is to think about just how privileged you are and I am to be given the opportunity to live forever in heaven. And that is something that most people don't think about every day. Most people just think about the day-to-day duties of life, whatever they may be, and ignore the fact that they were given this chance to live with the Lord forever in heaven. I mean, for many of my years, most of my life, I ignored it. I complained about things. I just wanted to go and find pleasure in any way I could. I mean, that was the way I lived my life. I complained about my job. I complained that I was tired, or I was hot, or I was hungry, or I was bored, whatever it was. Very rarely did I stop and say, "Hey, Lord, thank you, not only for what has been given to me in this life, but thank you for the gift of eternal life in heaven." I never did that. So that's something I think all of us want to think about today. I mean, honestly, you come here, you listen to the show, There's a reason for it. You're not listening to it. And I say this all the time. I kind of make a joke out of it, but it's not really that funny because it's true. You're not listening to the show because you like the sound of my voice. You're not listening because you have nothing better to do. You're listening to this program because you're trying to get closer to the Lord. You're trying to become a better person. So that's a good thing. It's a good start, but it can't end there. Because the fact of the matter is, you and me, we're going to be held to a higher standard than somebody who may have never thought about listening to a show like this. And I think the tendency sometimes, and it's a bad tendency, is, and this affects both of us in different ways, is for us to think, well, I'm doing this. I'm doing more than the guy down the street, so that's enough. Well, it's not, because maybe the guy down the street has never had the opportunities that you have had to learn about Jesus. So as a result, you're going to be held to a higher standard than he is. Now, at the point when he learns more, maybe somebody goes to him. Maybe you're that person that goes to him, talks about Jesus, and maybe tells him a few more things than he knows now, and he responds. Well, then the deal changes a little bit, and he's now going to be held to a higher standard. We can't get complacent. That's a mistake to think that, well, I'm better than my friend who doesn't do anything, who doesn't go to church at all. I'm better than him, so why should I waste time praying? Don't go there. Be thankful and appreciate the fact that you have a place reserved for you in heaven. But it's not a guaranteed place. That would be wrong to think that. So therefore, we can mess it up if we're not careful. All we need to do is listen to God every day and continue to walk that walk. The responsorial psalm for today's Mass is Psalm 147. Very simple. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and its ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has made known to, he has not made known to them. Again, this is a continuation of the first reading. Just the main idea is for you to think and to be grateful for the fact that you have heard the Lord's call and that he has created, saved, if you will, a place for you in heaven. You've got a room with your name on it in heaven. Just don't blow it. I mean, I don't know how else to say that any more simply. Just don't blow it. You've been given a great chance. Keep up the good work. And I understand you're here. That's a great thing. But just keep on keeping on. Don't take your foot off the gas pedal just yet. This life isn't over yet. We want to keep every day walking with the Lord. The gospel comes from Matthew chapter 17, verses 22 through 27. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What's your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When Peter said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." There are a lot of messages in this gospel, the first of which is the fact that when Jesus told his disciples that he had to be put to death and he would rise from the dead on the third day, they were overwhelmed with grief because they missed the point. They were short-sighted. They saw the fact that he would have to die, but they missed the point that he would rise from the dead. Let's not be short-sighted. What I talked about at the beginning of the program is really important for us to remember. This life consists not of what we see, not of just of what we see with our eyes, not just of this short span of years that we will be physically alive walking on the face of the earth, but our life will be eternal. Our life is eternal and consists of many more years beyond what we see on this earth. That's a mistake to be so short-sighted that we miss that. But it's really easy to do unless we do a little work and really think about the fact that we were created to live with the Lord forever in heaven. The other great message is that ultimately our King is Jesus Christ. We can't forget that. Yeah, we have to obey civil authorities when they're legitimate, when they're just. We've got to do that. We're called to do that. Otherwise, it's sin. So it's important to remember that. But more importantly, we owe our allegiance to Christ. So therefore, just because something is not against the law doesn't mean we can do it morally, because our moral code goes beyond the code of this world. Finally, if you're somebody who struggles with money-related problems, take a look at this example. The fact that the coin was found in the mouth of the fish. And when Peter went out, he was able to find this fish. There was a coin in the mouth of the fish. It's a reminder that all money comes from the Lord. So your hope, even though you think it may lie in your employer, your potential employer, in the bank, your hope for any financial security comes from the Lord. All the money in the world, it belongs to Him. So take comfort in that. And also remember that it's your duty to give some of that money back to Him. Right? It's something we forget about sometimes. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Tony Agnese, who will share some advice for praying even when you don't have a lot of time. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to The Gary Zimek Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. AARP magazine cites studies showing that dogs can help your fitness efforts. The article states, dog owners who routinely take their pooches for strolls get an extra hour of activity per week. Also noteworthy, the oldest dog walkers, those aged 65 plus, walk their dogs longer than any other age group. Dogs have a way of making their needs known, and as such, they might offer us the needed motivation to get moving. If you don't have a dog or can't manage one full-time, maybe you can volunteer at a shelter or offer to walk a friend's dog. But caring for any kind of pet can have beneficial effects. Be open to the healing aspects of life with all of God's creatures. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
We're joined right now on the phone by our friend Tony Agnese, who is a storyteller, he's a podcaster, he's a blogger, and he's an all-around great guy. Tony Agnese, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Gary. You guys are having entirely too much fun.
Sometimes, Tony, we just have fun here. We really do. Sometimes we don't, but sometimes we do.
Ever since you guys started talking, I've been Googling Gary's wedding band,
it's hidden.
It's out there, folks.
Oh, man, Tony, I thought you were my friend. Hey, Tony, you know what? One of the common problems that I think many of us struggle with is we're too busy. We're so busy that we don't have time to pray. Well, you recently wrote a blog post, and actually it's an older blog post. You updated it about I'm too busy to pray. Tony, what do you think it is? Why is it that we are too busy to pray? Is it that we don't think prayer is important?
No, I don't think it's that at all. I think if you ask a bunch of people if they'd like to have a more robust prayer life, they'd all say, yeah, we sure would, you know. But, you know, I've got to get the kids off to school, then I've got to go here, I've got to do that. And I think the anxiety of the day, you know, the stuff we've got to get done kind of gets in the way of an understanding of what it really means to have a good prayer life.
Well, Tony, let's, in the article, and I really like this because I like step-by-step approaches, you list a few tips on improving your prayer life. If we could, let's go through them one by one, because I need the help, and this helped me, and I think everyone listening can benefit from this. So what would you say the first step is to improving your prayer life, making that time?
Well, I think that the very first thing is just to include the Lord in your life. Include the Lord in your, you know, in your day-to-day. We think that we've got to be on our knees, hands folded, yeah, praying. But, you know, we could be driving in the car and say, you know, Jesus, look after my wife today as she travels for business.
Huh. Or, wow.
Calm Bill as he goes into surgery today, or guide the surgeon's hands. Or, hey, Lord, be with me today as I interview for this needed job, and so forth. Just to include God in our lives. I think that's what St. Paul meant when he said pray without ceasing. He didn't mean we ought to be praying 24 hours a day on our knees. What he said is include the Lord in everything that we do, and I think that really is the first step.
Yeah.
For me, and I'd be anxious to see some of your thoughts as well on this, Gary. For me, praying at the same time every day helps me out.
Mm.
You know, I make it a point when I get up, I pray the Liturgy of the Hours when I get up, and then in my car on the way to work, I always will pray a chaplet of Divine Mercy for someone.
And, nice.
You know, people who ask me to pray for them or something. And, you know, recently I've lost, in the month of July, lost two friends, and I had the opportunity to pray at their bedside, the chaplet of Divine Mercy. It's very important to me to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I also like to pray out loud. Now, I might even put on the chaplet, the singing version that EWTN does, and I may sing it. Now, you wouldn't want to be in the car when I'm singing it. And the interesting thing is, when you pray in the car, is if I'm at the fourth decade, when I'm at the corner of Fixler and Medina Line Road, I know I'm on time.
that's pretty funny. I do the same thing. I pray on the way to work, and I know, okay, I pray the rosary a lot of times, and I talk to the Lord. It's a combination. And there are times when I say, uh-oh, running a little late because I'm only on the third glorious mystery or whatever. Tony, I think you hit on a couple of key points. Number one, that idea of praying at the same time. I do the same thing. I think it's often a matter, tell me if you agree with this, of praying even if I might not feel like it. Do you ever have those days where you think, like, you know, I don't really feel like praying, but I'm going to do it anyway?
Absolutely. You know, when I started praying the Divine Office Liturgy of the Hours, there's just days that you finish it and you go, I don't even remember what I read. And then I read that Bishop Tim Dolan said the same thing. He said, you know, sometimes I'm sitting in the chair and I don't even remember what I read, but the idea is to do it, to continue to do it. And then there are other days that you just get such rich insight when you read it. And I think that's the important part. You know, sometimes it's just very difficult to do. But if you do it at the same time every day, you see the benefits of it. The other thing I do is I have a prayer list. I like to pray intercessory prayer for people. There's an app I have on my phone called Prayer Chain. You can download it. It's free. And you just put in the person who you're praying for, and so it gives me somebody that needs help that I can pray for. And I enjoy doing that. And there's time that we have that I consider wasted time. You know, we have habits. Eliminate some bad habits. What bad habits do I have? Well, maybe I spend too much time on social media. Maybe if I cut my time on Facebook in half, I'd have more time to pray.
Interesting.
So to redeem some time from your schedule to pray. And then there is some chances that you just want to sit and listen. You know, you just want to be quiet in the Lord's presence and just listen and the Mother Teresa quote, I love, the fruit of prayer is the deepening of faith, and the fruit of faith is love, and the fruit of love is service. And certainly our prayer leads us in that direction. Mm-hmm.
Tony, that last one is a really good point, because many of us, especially because so many of us are so busy, we don't like to listen. Even when we pray, we have a list, we have things we want, and we tell the Lord, here's what I need. But if you really think about it, it's such a good point. You and I are friends, me and Dave are friends. If all each of us did was talk to the other and never listen, what kind of a friendship would that really be? If we want to be friends with the Lord, we really do need to listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. This idea of time famine, Gary, you mentioned it a couple of times. I think the single biggest thing people will say they suffer from in this day and age is just time famine.
Yeah.
Just finding the time to do anything. But the truth of the matter is we do have the time to do these things. We just have to reprioritize sometimes. And that's one of the reasons why I like praying in the car. You know, I used to just sit there and get road raged at the guy or the woman putting on her makeup in the mirror in the car in front of me going 20 miles an hour under the speed limit, or the guy cutting in and out of the lane and following it. Now I just kind of sit back and I pray my rosary or I pray my chaplet, and you know what? I feel better.
Isn't that
when
amazing?
I get to work.
Yeah.
I feel better. And then when I'm coming home from work, it gives you a little bit of time to unwind and relax. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in the house, all of the pressures of the job of the day and so forth kind of have been put behind you, and you enter the house and get back with your family with a fresh a better attitude. You know?
Amen.
All through prayer.
Through prayer. That's right. Yeah, prayer works. Hey, Tony, we have just about a minute left. I know that people listening might want to be able to connect with you. You do podcasting. You have articles. I believe you have a book coming out. Where can we find?
Have a book coming out.
Yeah. What's the deal on the book coming out soon?
The schedule release date September 4th, there's a spot on the website that you can kind of put your name in there, and we'll get a hold of you on it the minute it comes out.
Cool.
But yeah, it's TonyAgnesi.com, TonyAgnesi.com, you'll find all of the stuff that I've written, and you'll find all of the podcasts, and we do a thing called Daily Grace, and we do a quote every week, and so there's a lot of just fun stuff in there that it's not heavy theological stuff. It's just living the Catholic faith. Living the faith is just, you know, a regular kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, I have no credentials beyond my love for Jesus.
Hey, man, that's all we're looking for. And I strongly recommend anybody listening to check out Tony's resources. Great stuff. TonyAgnesi.com. Tony, also, I'm going to put a link to this article, I'm Too Busy to Pray, on SpiritInTheMorning.com. So everybody can reread it, print it out, and take advantage of it. Tony Agnesi, you're the man, brother. Thanks for joining us once again.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpo. In Matthew 17, Jesus and his disciples met in Galilee. There he told them that he was going to be delivered into the hands of men who had put him to death, and that he would be raised up on the third day. At these words, they were overcome with grief. Then they entered Capernaum, where he paid the temple tax with a coin found in the mouth of a fish. Certainly, Jesus was capable of dealing with civil authorities and their requirements. He only became victim to their harsh judgments when he allowed such to happen. We, on the other hand, tend to be like his disciples. When things look bleak, we want to throw in the towel. Suffering and death challenge our trust in him. It remains for us to remember the blood that he shed for us and to renew our faith in him. He is so worth our trust. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
And welcome back to the program. I want to thank you for listening to the show today. I want to thank our friends at Catholic Answers for providing that Catholic Answers Minute. Remember, if you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place where you get in touch with me. Now, God willing, I plan to be back tomorrow. I hope you will be here as well for another great show. In the meantime, let's pray for one another, okay? And also remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is right by your side. Don't panic. Just make sure you turn around and say, "Hey, Lord, what's up?" I'll see you next time. God bless. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.